This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
973, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Get her done Tuesday. We've got Bruno Mars tickets right now for, is this caller number 97, UZ?
It is.
Okay. We're doing this all day, 9, noon, and 5. Colin 97 right now wins a pair. His sold out show is at the Oracle Arena on November 3rd, and this is your way in. 800-400-3697. Colin 97 gets the tickets. Next chance coming up at noon, again at 5, and that's happening all week. Bruno Mars tickets.
That same number is where we get texts and we get pages and pages.
Yes.
And we love it.
We
do. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Even if we don't read them all on the air, we definitely read them
right.
All here.
925 says, South Korea is hosting the Winter Games. Vinny.
Get him.
Get me. No ladder in the pool. That's a classic way to kill a... I better not say the word. I don't know what they're...
Didn't she say the ladder broke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. You'd think that she'd be... I mean...
Maybe it was one of those pools... Like above ground pools, it's just like evenly.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure. I don't know.
And she couldn't, she just didn't have the arm strength to get herself out?
Yeah, I mean, I can't put myself there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, I would, if I were trapped somewhere, I would do.
You bounce. I mean, the water makes you so buoyant. It
yeah,
does
whatever.
Seem like there'd be a way to get yourself
you
out.
You can get half of you up, you can get a leg over.
Right, right. Although, actually, if the deck, if the chair was there and she could get the iPad, there must have been some decking. You'd think you'd be able to just sort of bounce and scrabble your legs up, but you know, we're it's
some people's idea of fighting for their life is Facebooking for help.
Right.
That's all. And it worked.
Right.
She's alive.
She's all set.
Rough morning dropping off the little one for the first day of preschool with a complete meltdown.
Oh.
So hard seeing that. Listening to you guys at least brings a little smile and clears those tears.
Don't worry, they'll have a great time.
Mommyhood is so hard. Thank you.
It is. A lot of my girlfriends are dropping off kids at college, like this weekend. Oh. Marianne is flying to drop off her daughter in New York City.
Oh,
I know.
She's going to NYU?
No, she's going, it's not. She's going to art school and it's in New York City, but I don't have the name of it on the tip of my tongue.
Is it Parsons?
It's not Parsons. And then another one is going to Colorado this weekend, or this week, actually. I think they might even leave today. But
oh,
it's
that's one of the twins, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's.
She's going to be a buffalo.
Yep. And the other one's going to be a duck, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Follow her on Facebook.
Ah, then you know.
My kid, I mean, it's preschool, but she wants to go.
Right.
She is into it. When can I go back to school?
That's great.
Yeah, it is great. I hope that stays that way. Not sure I missed it, but what happened to trivia? Always looked forward to playing along every day. She's gone.
Yeah.
My challenger doesn't work here anymore.
Sadly.
Which means I'm the champion.
Oh,
you're the champion people's of all time.
Campeón del Pueblo.
Right.
Forever and ever.
Great.
What, you didn't think I thought that?
It never occurred to me, frankly.
It was actually a really sad news. There was only one bright side to that unfortunate reality of Gretchen not being here anymore, which was, well, then I'm the champion.
You should call her and tell her.
Nah. What about common sense for a trait?
Yeah.
That's almost gone.
Yeah, common sense is a good one.
Yeah, I agree. If I see one more person stop in a doorway, I'm going to just lose it.
Oh, which way should I go?
It's the mother bleeping doorway. Yeah. Get through, go to the left, and now figure it out. What is wrong with you?
Mm.
Park. Oh, let me turn my cart, too, while I think about this. Really, just let me just put a full-on block in the doorway. God.
Oh, the cart is such a thing.
Unbelievable.
Yes, please, you're so wide. Just let me get by.
Hey, did you guys know there was a massive earthquake in Mill Valley this morning?
No.
No, there was an earthquake off the coast of San Francisco, and it was a 3.2. But that might be what you felt.
Yeah. Five, is that the one at 5:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
John's?
Yeah, John, I'm sure, would have texted me if...
If there was trouble.
If there was anything happening. Although,
if
I don't
know. If the pergola came down.
Right, oh God. Can't have that. Man, we've turned a corner. That yard has fallen into place.
You love it. Do you love it?
I do love it.
So you're happy with your work?
I am.
Great.
A lot more work to go, but...
Will
really?
It be ready in time for Bryn's wedding?
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Have a summer wedding when the garden's in full
bloom. Bryn, how many people are you going to invite? Be honest for once.
You have to ask Anita all this stuff.
Oh, boy.
Well, what would you guesstimate? Go ahead and just draw some.
Is it a 300-person wedding?
Yeah, 300?
No, not nearly. That's too much.
So you have a big family? You got a big family?
We do. We both have big families.
There's going to be some hurt feelings on both sides.
Yeah. It's okay.
All your sisters invited?
Everybody can't win, right?
That's true. When it comes to weddings, everybody can't win, Hooman, right?
Well, I mean, it just depends. It depends on how much the bride and groom care about their friends.
If you were getting married, Hooman.
Oh, boy.
Good question,
and you
Vinny.
Found yourself... putting together the guest list.
Yeah.
How strong do you think that wedding would have to go in order for you to get everyone? I mean, you're inviting Chris
people?
Kelly, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What about the guy who used to come to your birthday parties who was like the liquor tycoon?
Oh, yeah. What about that guy? He's still alive?
Which one? Maurice Canball?
The old dude.
He is. I brought him to church like 6 months ago.
So he would be invited?
Well, maybe. He's...
His scooter only goes so far, right?
It does, and he actually got into a scooter accident a little while ago. So.
Oh, you weren't joking about the scooter thing?
No, he drives a scooter.
No, he drives a scooter.
I don't know about the scooter.
It was at his birthday. He drove it up to the restaurant. Who's the old cat on the scooter?
I guess
Hooman's
I missed his
friend.
Arrival.
Like a rich tycoon.
So how many people do you think you'd have to be able to have at your wedding in order for you to get everyone on your side?
I mean,
in.
Honestly, if I could.
500 people?
500, yeah. I, that's the number I'm shooting for.
You realize how much that's going to cost? Your mom have all that money saved up for your wedding?
Well, we'll think about it. It depends on who I marry. It depends on my fair. I don't even think about this kind of stuff because I'm
you
not
don't?
Even dating anyone.
Would you
I'm
be
free like a bird.
Would you invite Susan, your ex-girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
What are you answering for?
I that's obvious.
Don't
I
answer for him.
They love each other.
I know, but what about the bride and how she feels about that?
Oh, she loves her too.
She doesn't love her too. In fact, she's
maybe
like,
be her.
I'm super jealous. Please don't invite
oh,
that hot chick.
What if that happens?
What if she
was like, none of your hot yoga friends can come?
When I was 22, I was dumb at one point in my life. And I dated a jealous person, and I will never do that again. If you're dating a jealous person, get out!
Hold on a minute. There's jealousy, and then there's, listen, it's my wedding day too, and I don't want to look out and see your hot-ass ex-girlfriend right there in the front doing yoga poses after six glasses of champagne.
Before we book the venue and, you know, the date, we'll have figured out
who's
the
allowed.
Entire guest list.
Yeah, the entire guest list.
All right.
Listen. I don't want any red flags. I don't want any red flags, period. So.
What yellow flags?
I don't want yellow flags.
Well, what if. Okay, let me ask you this.
Green all around.
What if her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Is a model.
Yeah.
And now he's a VC.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And he wants to come to the wedding. Like, she's all, we're just good friends. We just text twice a day every day.
Will he finance Olive?
I'm down. Listen, I'm sure. On some level, I'm a tiny bit jealous, but for the most part, I'm not a jealous person. So
he
really
can come.
Wants. Hell yeah, he can come.
He's a model VC. Come on, Vinny.
That guy will be so much fun, and I want him to give a toast. How's that? He's going to have some good stories about my new wife, whoever she might be.
Where's Rachel?
So you'd be okay with that. What if his speech is that he gets up there
and, he
gets up there with a drink in his hand and he drops the biggest cucumber you've ever seen on the top of the table and he says, "That's my size. What you got?"
Oh, that would really like be really inappropriate.
I know, right?
What if he says, "Have to wheel in that zucchini"?
Yeah, it's gigantic. It's so big you can't believe it. And he's like, "That's me, dude. You want to see the real thing?" What would you do?
Yeah, okay, I'll see the real thing.
All right.
I'd probably crawl under the table.
Oh.
I mean, what else am I going to do?
Well, I'm just saying you're inviting inappropriate, possibly inappropriate behavior from some drunk guy who you don't know.
Well, look, I mean, look, my mom's going to be there. There's going to be a lot of old people there. Like, you know, hopefully the person will be
respectful.
Imagine
the gasp that would come up.
Hooman's mom would be like, "I know he doesn't have that."
Oh, wow. You're feisty today.
What about during Game of Thrones when she goes, "He's too little for me," and looks over at the guy who's, he's a midget for crying out loud. Then she's like, "I'm so sorry."
Uh-huh. And then he just glosses it over.
Crunch.
I get it.
How is that? Jon Snow's too little for...
Oh. Oops. I love that they have awkward moments like that because that's something someone would say. And then you'd just be like, "Damn it. Oh, why did I have to say that in front of my little person friend?"
415 says, "Jon Snow is the son of Lyanna Stark and Rhaegar Targaryen. Rhaegar is the older brother of Daenerys. So she is Jon's aunt, not his sister."
Yeah, I said aunt.
Yeah, we said aunt.
I think we're talking about Cersei and Jaime. They're sister and brother. They're
I
twins.
Don't care how straight you put it. That is still confusing, too. That doesn't make it. You still go, "All right, who's Targaryen?"
Well, he was the old king, the
right.
one that Jaime
well,
Lannister
remembers
killed.
Any of that?
Well, he wasn't in the show.
Right, we never even met him, and you talk about him like we should know who he is.
Well, you know who Dany is, and clearly they've talked extensively about her line, the Mad King's daughter, Dany, Rhaegar.
Hallmark movies are the best, especially the Christmas ones.
Oh.
The only way I can get my hubby to watch is if the girl is looking good enough.
Oh. So if it's a hot chick, you can get him to sit down.
All right.
Well, he should know going in she's not taking anything off.
Right. I don't even think there's tasteful cleavage on that channel.
No, everybody's got a Victorian collar.
Right.
Is a Victorian collar like a really prudy one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally agree with Sarah. Stephen Colbert, Seth Meyers are brilliant in keeping me sane. Jimmy Fallon is too soft for this political climate.
He is. He's very, I just don't even, I hardly watch him anymore. And I love Jimmy Fallon. I think he's really charming and... But he's just not, there's no bite there. Kimmel's really good, too.
415 says, "Sarah, are your parents still supporting Trump? And if so, what is their IQ?"
Yeah, I wouldn't know if they are or not, because I simply never talk about politics with them. I refuse to.
Sarah, yes. Thank God for late night satire. 415, go Sarah.
Yara.
408, "I record all the late nights because they are at a peak, and
they
I just
are.
Watch the monologues.
Oh, my God, me too. It's so funny. Unless it's some guest I'm like, oh, my God, I love that person or whatever. I won't watch any of that stuff. I just watch the monologue, skip to the next one. It still takes over an hour to watch all that crap every day. And I watch The Daily Show, too, and Samantha Bee. Samantha Bee is great.
Of course, you just OD on it.
I do. I watch them every day. Right after we get out of here, I go home and watch them and then do whatever I have to do that day.
According to sources... The real problem is Bradley's singing.
Oh, Bradley Cooper?
On set, he's horrible. Yeah, he's in
A
Star
Is Born.
Oh, Star
Is Born. Well, isn't the star Lady Gaga?
I don't.
It is, but I think he's her mentor.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, they'll dub all that in.
You think I saw the first Star Is Born?
Oh, with Barbara Streisand?
I don't think that's the first one.
I don't know.
I
yeah,
think she did
right.
a remake.
I think there's like a 50s version
it's
of it.
It's supposed
or
to come out September 2018. I don't know. This is the first thing Bradley's directed.
All right. I'm sure it'll be amazing.
How do you donate for the stair climb?
So go to the Radio Alice page. You'll see a badass, incredible picture. Me and Bryn. Bryn's doing the splits. I'm leaning back.
You're holding hands.
We're holding hands. Click on that. Incredible picture. And then there'll be another place to click that says donate here. And then that's it. You can just, you know, put in, I don't know, $10. You can put in $100. We're $600 behind the leader, and we're in second place.
And the leader is the
firefighters. It's the actual firefighters.
Yeah. But let's try to beat them.
Let's try and beat them. Let's make them work for it. Mm-hmm.
Apparently, we didn't yell spoiler alert enough when we started talking about Game of Thrones today, and some people are furious.
Well, the person who's four episodes behind, I'm sorry, but you know that this show talks about Game of Thrones, and I do apologize. I hate when stuff gets spoiled for me, too. It doesn't ruin the show, though. You'll still enjoy the show, and our apologies. Sincerely, I don't like to spoil things. I don't like things being spoiled for me, and I'm sorry if we spoiled something for you.
Too late to apologize.
I love the part of the morning show when the hosts plot out how to best get away with murdering each other. I don't do that. That's not me. That's not my thing. I don't want to kill anybody.
You should try it. It's pretty good.
I don't want to.
It just makes you feel better. Like you've got a plan in place. If anything, you know, it's just nice to know you've got it worked out. You don't have to like think of it on the fly. God. Be prepared. Are you ready to take the lead? Be prepared.
In killing someone.
Yeah.
No.
If you need to.
Mm-mm.
You never know. That was isn't that the Army? Wasn't that like an Army recruitment song in the 70s?
You're in the Army now.
I think that's from like the 50s. So I don't know. Yeah. Let's be prepared. Are you ready to take the lead? Be prepared. Dun, dun, dun. Army.
Anybody ever hear that?
Possibly.
925 says a couple things. Thanks for being here.
Oh. Well,
I listen every day via the podcast, so I'm a bit behind. Just $1, I'll pay that to grab Taylor Swift's butt. Also, how about the super creepy ending to the It novel? I mean, would they go on to describe the ending?
Are they spoiling it?
You know what? I don't know, but I read it when I was, I don't know, 30 years ago or whenever, and it turns out I don't remember any of it because I'm rereading it now, and everything's brand new to me. Everything.
That's so funny. I definitely remember the weird discoveries at the end. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to spoil it for you since you read it 30 years ago. But there's like that weird... I don't want to say.
As he's telling us about these kids' lives, though, he's created a couple scenes where the woman as an adult is married to an abuser, and that's horrific. You're in the abuser's head for a minute there.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one where one of the kids is abused by a stepdad, and reading it is heartbreaking. Mm. Like, I want to stop. It's so difficult to listen to.
Is it the one with the puppy?
We're not even at the puppy one yet. You mentioned the puppy twice now. There's no puppy yet, so.
Maybe that's a different one.
It's a long book. I'm sure I haven't gotten there yet. But the story about the kids is just like, you just go, how can an adult do that? What is wrong with them? Seriously, something's.
Right. You totally question how can an adult do that.
My cousin spent over $50,000 on her wedding last year. Good wedding, but they're paying it off for a while.
Mm.
Yeah.
50 grand.
That's nothing. Hooman's wedding with 500 people out.
Oh, 150 grand. And that's
God,
if they
please.
Cheap it out. I know.
You're talking about $250,000.
What amount would you be comfortable spending on your wedding, Hooman? I mean, 500 people in someplace awesome. I mean, we're going to the Amalfi Coast,
If I have the money, I'll spend millions. Yeah, absolutely. Oh. I mean, you know, you're celebrating your friends, too. You're celebrating everyone.
So we're marrying a rich girl.
Well, here's the thing. I've been to a lot of weddings.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And the richer the person is, the better the wedding.
Not necessarily. I mean, you can go to one of the best weddings I went to was one of my buddies is Armenian, and he. And his family was dead. You can't shame that. It's just a nationality. And he married a black girl, and his family was dead against it. And they sat him down and said, "You cannot marry this girl, and we're against it." And he goes, "Well, you know what? If my family disowns me, they disown me. But I love this girl, and I'm going to marry her." And the moment, so it was at the First Presbyterian Church of Belvedere, I think. Bel Air. And there we are at this beautiful church, and the doors open, and there she is. And it was such a struggle. It was so hard for these two to finally get to this point. You know, all his Armenian family is on the right side, and
they all did come to the wedding.
Oh, yeah, but they were looking down.
Oh, those bastards.
And then she's there, and he's looking at her. And they are just, the amount of tears streaming down their face because the moment has finally, they fought through everything. They fought for their love. They prayed about it, the whole nine yards. And, I mean, that wedding was so rich. And it wasn't rich in cost-wise. It was just rich in love. Mm. The moment was incredible.
That's sweet.
So, I think about that often. I want that moment for my wedding, too. I want the Amalfi Coast, and I want that kind of love, and I want badass costumes.
You
and
wait.
I want,
so
and
you
500
want,
guests.
You want her parents to be prejudiced.
I don't want her parents to be prejudiced. I just want that kind of love between me and whoever it ends up being, if there's anybody ever. But who cares, because I got a lot of friends.
Hey, I found that song, Sarah, you were talking about earlier, the Army song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's scouting.
They're talking about getting ready for war, not killing your friends.
No, scouting, Boy Scouts. Scouts need to know. You got to be prepared.
To kill your friends?
That makes sense now. Be prepared, right?
Right, we're going to go hiking.
Hey, two things. One, somebody's asking which restaurant I went to in the Amalfi Coast. It was a restaurant in Sorrento. So there's like five cities that make up the Amalfi Coast. Pick any one of the fine dining establishments in Sorrento. And secondly, we're not 100% sure, but we think that the Star Spangled Banner is going to be performed on Saturday.
At the McGregor-Mayweather fight.
We believe, not 100% sure.
Well, TMZ is reporting it, and also Mayweather's promotions team is saying she's been tapped to sing.
And who is it?
Demi Lovato.
Oh, Demi Lovato. Oh, okay.
She does an amazing Star Spangled Banner.
Does she? TMZ. Okay, we need to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for joining us today. What a delight. We just found out that it looks like Demi Lovato is going to be singing the national anthem.
Right. I guess she has a new single out right now as well, so it's probably perfect timing for her.
And you were saying that she's into jiu-jitsu. You were watching a video of her doing like floor grappling?
Yeah, with some big dude, probably her trainer.
Oh.
And then
was she winning?
She was sparring. She did win. But she was sparring, and she looks strong. Oh. Strong like bull.
Demi Lovato, strong like bull. Well, so we're all going to watch the fight this weekend. I think Hooman said it's like $100 on pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
Make everyone kick in for that.
Yeah.
And the pizza.
Right.
You know. I'm sure that there'll be lots of parties like that all around the Bay Area.
Hi.
Everybody
it's all about the
fight.
Party.
Yep, that's why. Right, because I'm sure the fights aren't going to last very long.
Well, we'll see.
I
don't think it is.
How long is the longest it would last if it went the full, what is it, 12 rounds?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
3 minutes each with a minute or so in between?
Yeah, I don't know.
So it could last an hour or thereabouts.
Yeah, 3 minutes for each break.
Oh, 3 minutes for each break?
I got to look it up.
Yeah, and it's okay. Don't. It's okay. I'm sure it'll go the whole time and we'll all be like totally into it.
No.
And then all us girls won't be just standing in the kitchen drinking wine or whatever it is girls
drink. I don't
think
it has a chance of going the whole thing. I really don't.
Remember Justin Bieber was saying that he doesn't think that he'll get a KO?
Right.
Because he used to be on Mayweather's group and now they're in a big fight. And maybe that'll be the next fight.
Oh
really?
Yeah.
So the answer is about 48 minutes.
Oh, if it went the whole time, it would
all
be 48
rounds,
minutes.
Yeah.
All right. So are they 2 minute rounds?
Oh, let's see. I think it's 3 minute rounds.
Yeah, I think it's three.
Oh, mm-hmm. And then a minute in between.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how exciting. We're going to go do a secret show now. That's an extra show you can find that we do a couple times a week. And you can find it at RadioWallace.com or wherever you download your podcasts. You can write us bad advice emails, any questions you have about life or love or whatever, and you want your dumb friends to bat them around for you. We're happy to do it. Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.